Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall. The event, the close encounter, the psychic and the yogi. The host for this evening is Miss Lynn Franks. Please welcome Miss Lynn Franks.
Good afternoon and welcome to what I know is going to be an extraordinary event for all of us. We have quite a lot of different things lined up for this afternoon. We've got some entertainment, some dancing and singing that has been produced by top West End producer and director Clark Peters. We have, of course, the controversial and very gifted Uri Geller, our psychic, our yogi, Daddy Janky, a wonderful woman who has dedicated her whole life in spreading the light of her own belief around the world. She is one of the heads of the Brahma Kumari Spiritual University, who are our hosts here today. We're also going to see some experiments that were done a few days ago between Uri and Daddy by Dr. Peter Fenwick of the Institute of Psychiatry, who's going to be here to explain what went on. Anyway, I know we're all going to have a good time, and there's going to be quite a few things that we're all going to be joining in on. We're going to be seeing how the power of mind really can work. There's going to be a few short moments during the event when we will stop for a moment of reflection, and one of those is going to follow after the first part of our program. We are now going to see the Erdang Academy of Dance and Performing Arts and the Dance of the Elements, choreographed by Sam McAvee, with music written by Michael Timothy, a meditator himself.
Water, purity, air, joy. Thank you. ether, light. In silence, a soul heals the earth. Earth. Love. Water, purity, air, joy, ether, light, earth, fire, water, air. Love, peace, purity, joy, light.
That was a great start to the afternoon. We're now going to see a short video that's going to tell us a bit more behind the man, Uri Geller, one of our guests, our main guest this afternoon.
Uri Geller's story is one of magic and mystery, fame and fortune, and a controversy that continues even today after nearly three decades in which he has brought wonder into the lives of millions with his psychic gifts and electric personality. Uri was born in Israel in 1946. From his earliest years, he was painting life in vivid colors. He amazed and intrigued those closest to him with his metal bending and telepathic abilities. At 11, he went to school in Cyprus, where he also delighted schoolmates with tales of advanced beings, of a higher civilization, and of the wonderful scientific things that could and would be done by him. Dr. Joy Philippou recalls how she kept getting into trouble for letting the children out early when it was her turn to ring the bell for lunch. She had been baffled to find that her watch and clock hands had been advanced by about 15 minutes. Only later did she discover that Uri was doing this. Uri served as a paratrooper during military service in the Israeli army. He fought in the Six-Day War of 1967 and was wounded in action. His first public performance of psychic powers was in a Tel Aviv school hall in 1969. Fame came immediately, but so did fury, when in 1970, some of Israel's magicians said they could do what he did with conjuring, not psychic powers. That claim has repeatedly been made elsewhere, although many magicians who have investigated Uri's powers personally have insisted his abilities go beyond what they can explain. Scientists, too, have been split in their views. Many, such as London University physics professor Dr. John Hastid and the astronaut and moonwalker Dr. Edgar Mitchell, have concluded that the powers shown by Uri point to the need for a fundamental rethink of conventional ideas about the mind and its relationship with the material world. "I worked on this for 10 years, Professor Hastid said recently, not just with Uri, but mostly with children who had seen him on television. They were too young to know that what he did was impossible, so they did it too. The metal bending effects were real." A long series of experiments at the Stanford Research Institute in California led the main investigators there, Dr. Harold Puthoff and Russell Targ, to declare, "Geller has demonstrated his paranormal ability in a convincing and unambiguous manner." Others, however, have maintained that if psychic powers really do exist, they ought to appear more clearly and consistently. Despite many attempts by skeptics to bury Urey's claims, Gellermania swept the world in the 1970s, and it continues to this day. Urey says psychic power is not just real, but in us all. It is a sixth sense, he says, which helps us enjoy the other five to the full, especially when we use it to align ourselves with the common good. Each one of us, he says, has the power to change the course of events in a positive way by changing our own thoughts and our state of mind. Urey himself is working for peace at an international level. He even senses us moving towards a dimension in which we no longer have physical bodies, but instead become like fields of consciousness, travelling towards the infinite. The important issue highlighted by Urey Geller, says one of his biographers, goes beyond spoon bending. It is whether a wider understanding of the power of the human mind can make a better world.
So, ladies and gentlemen, watch your clock and your watches, because I'm about to welcome my very good friend, Mr. Urey Geller.
Thank you. Thank you. Lynn, I must tell you, this is amazing that 48 hours ago, I'm on TFI Friday with Chris Evans, and now I'm sitting here. It's much better to be here.
Yeah, more intimate.
So
I'm going to ask you a few questions just
okay.
to start off this afternoon.
Fire
Some
away.
Some tricky questions. Not too tricky. When did you first experience the power of the mind? What happened that made you aware?
Okay, I was actually 4 years old. I was sitting in my mother's kitchen in Tel Aviv, and I was lifting the spoon towards my mouth. I was eating soup. It was a good soup.
It
wasn't the soup that bent the spoon. And as I was lifting the spoon towards my mouth, it actually started bending, and it broke in half. So that was the first time that I found out that something strange was going on. Except I thought everyone could do it.
Yes.
Yeah, and my mother thought differently. So.
And did you understand what was going on as you grew up? I mean, did more spoons start bending and more clocks start changing?
Well, when I started going to school, of course, I mean, it was a very strange and bizarre power that I had. And I hated school, so I would look at the clock on the wall. And actually, I have my teacher from Terra Santa School sitting somewhere here. And I would concentrate on the clock, and it would jump half an hour ahead. And Joey would go out and ring the bell. So, of course, teachers and pupils thought that I was maybe some kind of a freak or a magician. But it was a very unusual talent, because I noticed that no one around me could do it.
Right.
So I was very happy, and I was entertaining kids with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you think that everybody's got psychic powers if we really knew how to plug into them?
There's no doubt in my mind that we all possess something inside our brain. It's an energy, maybe it's a frequency, a vibration. I don't know what it is. But for many years, I thought that I was unique. And I'll tell you, many of you here remember my first show in England. It was on the David Dimbleby. I was sitting on the stage, BBC, 10 million viewers, and Professor John Taylor was next to me, and Lyle Watson, a famous writer, and I was stroking a fork. And suddenly I looked into the camera, and I said to people, why don't you people at home quickly grab your spoons and forks, broken watches, and bring them to the...
And that was the first time you'd done that?
Yes. I don't know what made me do it, but... And you can imagine what happened. The BBC's telephone system blew up because so many thousands of people were calling in hysteria that their spoons were bending and leaping off the television, and watches started. And that totally blew my mind, because I thought to myself, wow, this is a great power I have. I can actually sit in a studio, look into a camera, and bend spoons in people's homes and fix broken watches. But then came an experiment in Los Angeles, in UCLA, where Dr. Thelma Moss taped me on videotape. And I looked in the camera, and she had her 40 students with broken watches, and they all said, 1, 2, 3, work! And the watches started ticking, and of course, everyone was amazed. And then I left, I went back to New York. 2 weeks later, Professor Thelma Moss invited another 40 students with broken watches, but this time, she put the videotape in the recorder, and I wasn't there. And guess what happened? They all looked, one, two, three, and their watches started ticking. And when she called me in New York and said, Uri, guess what? Your videotape, you might be a magician, but your videotape is real. So I said, I can't believe this. I wasn't there. And that's when it dawned on me that I'm just a trigger. That's all I am, a catalyst. And so that's when I realized that we all have these powers and we can use them for better purposes than bending spoons or fixing broken watches.
Well, I had a personal experience because I was presenting a radio show once, mm-hmm. and I rang you, and you were on the phone in Reading and I was in London, and you told me to ask the listeners to put all their clocks and watches near the radio,
yeah.
and just by saying 1, 2, 3 work.
Yes.
In fact, my mother, who is also here today, put her old broken clock, which hadn't worked for years and years, next to the radio, and it did start working. She rang me up after and said it has started working.
I'm just curious. Are there people here who remember me from 1973? Can you lift up your hands? Let me see you.
Anyone old enough?
Did I do something in your home? Did I fix your watch? You must have been a small boy then. Tiny. What happened? I'm just curious. Shout it out. Did it work or not? Okay.
Well, obviously you are. So do you see yourself as a performer or a psychic or a healer?
Well, first of all, this is important for me to say. What I do is real. No matter what you heard my good friend Neville Hodgkinson say before, that yes, it's true. I'm very controversial. There are some people who just don't believe in the power of the mind. And they think everything is trickery. But I must tell you that it is real. And if you ask me the question, I am an entertainer in a way, because look, let's face it, I'm sitting here today with you. There are 3,000 or 4,000 people in front of me. And in a way, I'm entertaining you. But so does the Prime Minister, and so does Clinton when they talk to people. They're also, in a way, strangely entertainers. But that doesn't mean that my powers are not real. Now, whether I'm a psychic, we are all psychics, all of us. And I'll try to show you today how to use this power to change your lives for the better. I can't guarantee that things will happen here, but I will try. And lastly, whether I'm a healer, was that the question? I think we're all healers. Mm. I'm not a prophet. I'm not some kind of a miracle worker. But I know that we possess a power. And if we believe in God, and if we believe in ourselves, then we have the energy, we have the power, and we can heal. Now, you know that the system here in England, the NHS, they have faith healers that help. I'm not saying not to go to doctors. On the contrary, I advise people go and get checked up once a year. But parallel to that, we can heal, all of us. But, and that's the last thing I'll say, it's not only the body that we want to heal. I think we want to heal the planet. And I mean that sincerely. Right now, we're sitting here, the nuclear weapons aimed at us. Don't think that that's just a story. There are nuclear weapons, thousands of them, aimed at cities. There is pollution out there, so slowly we're harming our planet. And I just hope that someday we will be able to harness this power and change our planet for the better.
Well, my final question is, how do
Thanks.
You...
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe that answers my final question, because I was going to ask you, how do you envisage using your power in the future?
Well, I mean...
You're going to stop all those nuclear weapons, I hope.
You know, I have a fantasy. It's only a fantasy today, because it's so far out and bizarre. And some of you might smile, but I'll tell you what my dream is. You see, if I can bend a spoon, which is quite trivial, but it is important because there's no explanation to it. That's what Professor John Hastert said. But if I can change a molecular structure, I really believe that collective energy, collective power of a billion people or 2 billion or 3 billion people concentrating at the same time can create something huge and positive. So my fantasy is someday to take Daddy Yankee to the Olympics, because 4 billion people are watching it, and she should just unite everyone and say, 1, 2, 3, disarm! And maybe all the nuclear weapons will just disarm. All right.
She'll probably say Om Shanti, which is her greeting for I Am Peace. That's wonderful. And we're going to meet Daddy in a minute, and we're going to have the second of our reflective moments starting now.
The power of the mind can perform wonders. Pure energy embraces the world when minds are full of love, peace, and joy. Pure energy embraces the world when minds are full of love, peace, and joy.
If I learned to do that every few minutes, every hour or two in my life, I would be a much calmer person. That's all I can say. I'm trying to. Daddy Yankee has devoted most of her life to the love of truth and service of others. For more than 60 years, she has dedicated herself to practicing meditation, and with little formal education, she has traveled the world meeting millions of people and bringing the light of her belief in the power of the divine to many. We're now going to see a short video to tell you a little bit more about Daddy.
Daddy Yankee's tale unfolds during the first quarter of the century against the backdrop of India in the northwestern province of Sindh, now part of Pakistan. This area helped shape and fashion Daddy Yankee, and yet it never held her. Her love for truth and her generosity of heart pulled her towards a view of the world when national barriers dissolved. First, she dissolved the cultural and social expectations common for women at the time. She chose to make spiritual growth and serving others the focus of her life. In 1937, she joined a small group dedicated to developing the power of the mind through meditation and spiritual study. This group, founded by Prajapita Brahma, later became the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. In the 1950s, Daddy and other founding members of the community were inspired to open Brahma Kumaris centres throughout India. At that time, she was one of the few active women spiritual leaders, teaching self-reliance and empowering both women and men to become leaders in their communities through developing inner peace and self-awareness. The pathway of her journey led her to the West in 1974, to the first centre in the UK in London, a small apartment lit with little more than the light of her belief that everyone from all cultures has the right and the ability to develop inner strength and peace of mind. She wanted to share the method that had brought her so far. From those small steps in the 1970s, giant strides were being taken a decade later. Daddy Yankee, a woman with little formal education and very few personal possessions, began to tour the world, lovingly engaging people of all faiths and walks of life to be true to their spiritual self. The appeal was widespread. Brahma Kumaris centres were opened not only throughout the UK, but also in Europe, the Americas, Africa, Asia, and Australia, bringing Daddy's dream to reality. Centers worldwide now offer varied courses in meditation and positive thinking, meeting needs across a wide social spectrum, including the areas of business, education, prisons, healthcare, the family, and interpersonal relationships. In the 1980s, Daddy's role gained further prominence when the Brahma Kumaris were given affiliation at the United Nations as a non-governmental organization. In 1986, Daddy launched the Brahma Kumaris Million Minutes of Peace Appeal. This appeal collected not money from people, but minutes of peace and quiet reflection. Such was its success that it became the largest non-fundraising project for the United Nations during the International Year of Peace. In 1988, at the House of Lords, Daddy launched Global Cooperation for a Better World, the first United Nations Peace Messenger initiative. This project collected the visions of people in over 120 countries for positive change. Many of those visions subsequently became reality. In the early 1990s, Daddy's wisdom and contribution to peace were formally recognized when she was invited to become one of the Keepers of Wisdom, a group of eminent spiritual leaders convened at large UN gatherings to provide a spiritual perspective on critical areas of concern in the world. As joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris, Daddy Janki continues to work tirelessly for peace in the world, believing that peace is a state of being that comes from knowing the self deeply and from connecting with the energy of the Supreme. This tiny woman's immense charisma lies in the way she treads paths of light through people's lives, leaving imprints and echoes of the strength of the truly quiet mind. Daddy Janki. It has been my good fortune. I never allow myself to become peaceless. I don't allow worries. I don't allow waste thoughts. I stay in God's remembrance. There's love for every human soul. I see the specialities of each one. And so seeing every person, I feel great happiness. And when there's happiness, there's no possibility of even being aware of having the understanding of what is peacelessness. And so there's no feeling of sorrow. And so I don't give sorrow, I don't take on board sorrow. And it's a good life. It's my responsibility, my religion to stay peaceful. God gives us peace. And God tells us, as we come into interaction with others, let there be peace. In my mind there is peace, in interaction there is peace, in relationships there is peace. And so it's not just a question of giving a message of peace, but to stay peaceful and spread peace in all directions.
Do you have to work hard to achieve this?
It's difficult for people to stay peaceful. For me, perhaps it's a little bit difficult to get peaceless. Because there's nothing that can cause peacelessness. People find it difficult to remain peaceful because they develop the habit of becoming peaceless. There's so much sorrow that's been filled within the soul that it causes peacelessness to come. But in an atmosphere of peace, the soul really has that inner desire for peace. And so
Even within a large gathering, it's possible to experience peace. Every human being is seeking peace.
But
we have to come to that experience of inner peace.
Is it possible to remain peaceful and carry on with work?
I am engaged in work.
कभी भी मैं काम को छोड़ा नहीं है.
I've never stopped working.
मुझे अच्छा लगता है.
I enjoy working.
मेरे ख्याल में 16 घंटा तो क्या 18 घंटा भी काम कर सकते हैं.
It's not just 16 hours, काम but very often 18 hours of work.
लेकिन अनेकों के साथ संबंध में आना होता
है. It's not just work alone, but work that involves interaction with many others.
Wisdom चाहिए, शर्म चाहिए.
And one needs wisdom to enter into interaction. One needs to understand each other and then come into connection with others. And so I enjoy interaction.
Well, I know behind the scenes that Daddy's day starts at about 3 o'clock in the morning and goes on usually till quite late in the evening and consists of an awful lot of international phone calls, apart from meeting with a lot of people in whichever country she happens to be in at the time. And she seems to do it with a tremendous sense of peace. Is it possible to have relationships and a peaceful mind? Surely being peaceful needs solitude.
एकांत प्रिय होना आवश्यक है.
It is important to have love for solitude.
एकांत में एनर्जी बनती है.
Because inner solitude brings energy within. But not that I must stop my work. But usually we spend a lot of our energy in wasteful things. And so to save that energy, to enter into connection with others, to be able to create energy within. And then even coming into connection with others, not to expend one's energy. I check this. I make sure that I'm creating energy and not expending energy. I'm saving my energy. And then in the connection with others, there's love and peace, there's accuracy. One will do the right thing. There's no regret after having done something. There's no thought that I didn't do this right. I shouldn't have done this, it shouldn't have happened, waste worries or anxiety about what's going to happen in the future. All these things expend a great deal of energy. And so if I save my energy, then I never feel tired, I don't feel I've done too much. Or there's so much variety of people, there's variety of personalities. No one understands all this, and it's not a big thing.
When did you begin this experience?
It's a good question.
Lagan to bachpan se thi. From childhood, I had this love.
Kal bhi maine se pucha tha.
Yesterday, I was asked.
Oh, maine dekha. Asa kyun karke bolte
hain? And as a detached observer of myself, I see that. My life has been a little bit different from most people in the world. And with great pride I can say, not arrogance, but yes, with that value of the self and self-esteem, there's been the thought, even within the spiritual family of the BK, I want to be a spiritually enlightened soul so that I can draw God's love. Because God also wants to have children who are able to reveal Him to the world, souls who are able to share love and peace. In human life, in human circumstances, yet one is able to maintain these qualities. So from childhood, it had been my thought, my desire to achieve this, and God has fulfilled this for me. And this thought is always with me. With every thought, with every breath I take, I want each moment to be worthwhile. I don't allow myself to become hopeless. I know and I had the faith that the day would come, a moment would come, when there would be success in this. And so from childhood, and after having become a Brahma Kumari,
तो मुझे विश्वास हो गया.
I had faith.
अच्छा रास्ता मिला है.
I have found a good path.
उससे लगन जोड़ सकती हूँ.
one that teaches me how to experience that love with God, and experiencing detachment from the body, I can maintain peace. And coming into connection with all, I can still maintain a state of detachment and love for one.
And do you have proof that this works, this connection, this peace?
Life proof.
My life is the proof.
Connection ke bigger.
Without that connection,
ye samjha ki jo light hai,
the light of understanding,
aur Paramatma ki andar jo might,
the might of God,
wo kaam kar rahi hai,
is able to work.
Bhagwan kehte hai,
God tells us,
shant,
keep your intellect quiet, pure,
shrest,
elevated,
divya banao,
divine.
Buddhi tumhari,
your intellect,
Bhagwan ne di hai,
is a valuable one. God has given us an intellect, and so one should make one's intellect elevated, pure, so that one is able to see virtues in each one. Throughout my life I've paid attention to four things, and that's kept the intellect clean. Lies, stealing, cheating, gossip. I've protected myself from these four. I think about it. If there are lies, what's the state of consciousness of the human being? If someone is stealing, what's happening within the human mind? Those are the thoughts in the mind. If someone cheats, what is the state of the mind then? If one gossips, I consider that a sin. Because I've protected myself from these four, the intellect is able to think of good things, elevated things.
It's
able to keep a link with God. Every human being can understand. A person of any religion can understand. God loves truth. If I'm not truthful, I can't have a link with God. If I don't maintain peace and love, if there's animosity for any human being, I can't make God belong to me. God is the parent of all. Every soul will say there is one God, whether we call God Allah, whatever name we use, but God loves each one. I should love each one. And when I experience love for each one, I feel very fortunate. I have traveled across the world many times, and there's been the feeling of great love for all. I've never had tears of sorrow, but my eyes sometimes become moist. God, you have given me so much love. So many people give me love, and so then I love myself. I feel very fortunate. I can see Yuri's love, your love, everyone's love. People are hungry for love, and I have a treasure store of love, and I've come here to share that with everyone.
Thank you very much.
It is not necessary to search for peace. It is within. Your original state is one of peace. It is not necessary to search for peace. It is within. It is within.
shining sun. Imagined a ray of sunshine.
Thank you so much. That was a John Denver song, The Gift You Are, sung beautifully by Lynette van Dugan, who is one of the Netherlands' top entertainers, and she's flown over specially today to sing that to us. Wonderful. I'd like to... Beautiful. I'd like to introduce someone else to you now. I'd like to introduce quite a different person, Dr. Peter Fenwick, who is the senior lecturer at the Institute of Psychiatry here in London. He is also the consultant neuropsychiatrist at John Radcliffe Infirmary in Oxford and honorary consultant in neurophysiology to Broadmoor Special Hospital. He has published numerous scientific papers on brain function and also several papers on meditation and altered state of consciousness. His most recent book is The Truth in the Light. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Peter Fenwick.
Nice to be with you.
Welcome, Peter. So for some time, Peter, you've been working with other scientists and doctors, exploring the mind, the power of the mind, and different states of consciousness. Have you come to any conclusions?
There are lots of conclusions, for now is a very exciting time. I think one of the most exciting times. In the 1990s, it was designated the decade of the brain by the National Institute of Health in Washington. They've poured a lot of money into brain research. This has also coincided with the development of a lot of machines, a number of machines, which can actually track the brain in action. One of these is called the functional MRI. Now, this is a very important machine because it will let us know what is going on in different brain areas. So if you're happy, you can see a little area which lights up in one part of the brain. If you're sad, in another. If you recall the picture of the dog, that's another area. Its name comes from a different side. So we're beginning to understand exactly how the brain works. So yes, very exciting.
Right, and I know that you met, in fact I was there at one of the occasions, Uri and Daddy earlier, and you've been working with them doing some experiments. Have you been using some of these machines, or have you been using other? I know it was a very scientific experiment that you did with them.
We've been using an old technology, but it's not that old. And we've been looking at the brains of Uri and Daddy. Now, or looking at their function.
Still in their heads.
I was very excited when I was asked to come along and look at, or possibly produce some experiments which could look at how Daddy's brain functions and Yuri's brain function, how they may function together. And the reason for this is that I have an interest in meditation and have done a number of scientific studies over about 10, 15 years. I'm also interested in altered states of consciousness. So if you were given this opportunity, what would you say? Say, yeah, go for it.
Uri Geller and Daddy Johnson, yeah.
So I did, but I told some of my friends I might work with Uri Geller. They said, ah, no way. I said, he's a nice guy. I said, yeah, we know that. But the ones who had worked with him said, don't work with him. But I quite liked to. And they said, he'd ruin your equipment. No way, I said. No way. Not my equipment. It's good. And so we set about two sets of experiments. The first set was using the idea of healers and healees. Now, if you're a healer and you have electrodes put on your head and measure your brain waves, and there's somebody who's being healed, a healee. And as they pass their hands over the healee, and you measure the healee's brain waves, then there are a number of studies which show that at the moment of this transaction, the brain waves of the healer and the healee are brought into some form of synchrony. So if Daddy Janky and Uri Geller came into some form of emotional contact, could we see a synchrony of their brain waves? So that's the first experiment. And when you look at the results of this, we're going to look at the frequency profile on the left and right hemisphere of Daddy's brain and the frequency profile on the left and right hemisphere.
We've got the videos on behind of the experiments to show you all, in fact, what did happen when Uri visited Daddy at the Oxford Retreat Centre of the Brahma Kumaris. What's happening here?
They're putting the electrodes on and they're making good contact with the skull. With the scalp.
There
shouldn't be a contact with the skull. And they're being stuck on. And this is the first day that we went there when we were going to do these two experiments. The second experiment was to see if you could transfer beeps or brain activity from one person to the other. Now, the equipment's being connected. This is our first day. We're looking forward to doing this experiment. We put it on, put the earphones on, and not a thing works. Not a thing.
Hours we were there.
Goodness knows why. Everybody said that it was Uri. What it was, I don't know. It didn't work. So we had to pack up, go away, and come back and do it again. So this is the second time when we came back. Uri, was it you?
Uri said the machines always go strange when he's around.
Here you can see the electrodes being put on Daddy Janky and on Uri. We're going to do this first experiment. Can the minds come into contact with each other? And we'll see that from the pattern of the brain waves. Now, if you look at the screens, you can see that's Daddy's left hemisphere, right hemisphere, And now you get the frequencies, the high frequencies and the lower frequencies going down, beta, alpha, theta and delta. And Yuri's picture is on the right there. You can see that they aren't in fact synchronous altogether. Now they had an emotional transference, they related to each other in silence, linking of the minds. And then we looked at the patterns which were produced. And if you do that, you'll see that to begin with, they were rather dissimilar. So the experiment went through an intense linking over a period of time. Now, if you look at that pattern, Yuri's remember on the right, Daddy's on the left, you can see that Daddy's two hemispheres are more similar than Yuri's two hemispheres, and that's what you find in people who meditate. But the patterns between the two of them are really quite different. And so we took samples from the middle of the recording, and now you can see something quite different. If you look at Daddy's picture, you can see that the two hemispheres are very similar, and note the power, the fast power and the slow power. It's exactly what's reported in meditative states. And see Yuri's beginning to be dragged in to a similar pattern to Daddy's. Now at the end of the experiment you see a lot of slow power there with a very similar pattern from both of them. So one has to argue that the literature is correct, and that is that when people come into strong emotional contact, there is to some extent the similarity. Those machines were lent to us by Jeffrey Blundell, and they're called mind mirrors, and if any of you are interested in it, the Brahma Kumari will tell you where to get it. Get them. Now the next experiment was to see if you could you could exchange the information by telepathy. This was done by Jacobo Grinberg in Mexico. Daddy is receiving beeps. Yuri has a set of headphones on which mask any sound, so Yuri's not getting anything, but Daddy is receiving beeps. Beep, beep, beep. Now, Yuri is trying to pick up these beeps by telepathy. And the studies which have been done suggest that if people are in emotional context, you can. Now, if you look at the screen, you can see when the beep occurs. 3 seconds across the whole screen, so 1.5 seconds before the beep, and then the beep. There are 100 trials, and they're summed together. Top, the middle line is Daddy's trace. The bottom line is Yuri's trace. So at the time of the marker, you're looking at the sum of these 100 trials, and you can see a nice, what's called, evoked response in Daddy's brain. Now, if you look at Yuri's brain, it should actually be quite straight. There should not be a response there. Now, you could argue that he was hearing them, but he says he wasn't, and with the muffling earphones on, I don't think he was. The other thing about it, if you look carefully, you can see the response starts later. In other words, it's as if there has to be some effect in Jaddy's brain before Yuri's able to pick this up telepathically. So the conclusion from this experiment is that it may be that in this situation, when you have two people in emotional contact like this, then there is a transference, a telepathic transference of brain activity between the two, and you can pick this up in the electrical activity of the brain. Now remember, these are fun experiments which we did, and in order to show this as positive proof, then you would have to do a lot of scientific controls to make sure it was done, and you have to do it in different rooms. Now this has been done in Mexico, and there was a suggestion, in fact, that people who are not in emotional contact, you don't get this transference. If they're put in emotional contact and not disturbed, then it occurs even in separate rooms. Daddy and Yuri seem to be able to do this without any difficulty, and you didn't break the machinery. So,
Peter, there was a time many years ago that actually I was asked by the CIA to do certain things for them, and the CIA wanted to make sure that what I do is real, and they actually had me in Los Angeles And the head of the CIA, Casey, drew a drawing in Washington, and over the phone I had to duplicate it, and it worked. So there's no doubt in my mind that telepathy exists. We all have telepathy. I'm sure you experience it many times in your life. You walk into a room, it looks too familiar, and you say, oh my goodness, this is deja vu. Or you've been in a place that you've never been before, and you say, hey, I've been here before. So we all experience this. So thank you for allowing us to participate in your experiment.
At any rate, it seemed to have worked.
You're happy with the results, are you?
Well, they're only preliminary results, but they look very exciting. So, if any of you have got £50,000, would like to let us have it, we'll do it properly for you.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. Right, Dr. Peter Fenwick. Well, Uri and Daddy have met several times when they haven't been doing experiments in the past few months, and I think they'd both agree it was a very intense and wonderful experience. When you met, you experimented with the exchange of energy of peace and love, and have experienced that there is an awakening of the inner being, and something magical really can happen. Shall we ask the audience to join us now to show exactly what happens when Uri and Daddy connect in this way? If you watch the screens up there, you'll be able to participate in what we are going to have done.
And if I may ask you all, while we do this for a couple of minutes, maybe 3 minutes, just think positively, be optimistic, send love, and send peace out there, and connect with us. I'm sure you'll feel it.
Let's join them. Can you share that experience with us? She can.
I think she can bend spoons better than I can. Well, it's just wow. I mean, first of all, not to hear a sound among 4,000 people is incredible. And I think there are really no words, Lynn. I just feel love, peace, power. And I really feel that we all are connected almost to the whole world and the universe. Those were the thoughts and feelings that were going through me while I was connecting to Daddy and to the Creator.
And Daddy, can you explain to Uri and to us, you, what was happening?
जब यूरी को देखती हूँ, मैं नहीं देखती हूँ.
When I see Yuri, it's not me seeing you.
ये एक आत्मा बहुत साफ सच्ची है.
It's a soul that's very clean.
अंदर से गुप्त है.
And true.
ईश्वर को जानता नहीं है, पर ईश्वर से प्यार बहुत है.
There's a great deal of love for God.
तो आज वो घर आई है.
Not exactly knowing God, but love.
अपने प्यारे पिता परमात्मा से.
That moment has come.
जो इसका जमा है उसके पास शांति और प्रेम वो लूट रहा है.
The soul is looting the treasures of peace and love from God.
आत्मा को देख.
Seeing the soul.
कैसी छिपी हुई आत्मा.
I say, the soul
परमात्मा जो आपने मुझे सुख शांति प्रेम आनंद मैं संपन्न बना दिया है.
God has given me so much peace and love. And today I'm meeting that soul who's experiencing this.
दिल से अपने आवाज से.
And with your heart,
दाता कौन?
With your sound,
कैसे मिल सकती है?
You will share this.
कैसे हर आत्मा को?
With others,
सच्चाई
अंदर में है. Of the one who is the bestower of peace.
है.
Every soul seeks peace. Every soul has love for peace. The moment comes when the soul claims its right. Each soul has a right to receive peace from God.
ईश्वर की संतान है.
The feeling is, this is God's child.
मुझे जैसे अपना अनुभव है.
And just as
मैं जब आत्मा ईश्वर का संतान महसूस करती हूँ.
When I have this feeling of being the child of God.
प्रेम शक्ति.
I feel peace and happiness and power from up above. And the intrinsic qualities that are latent within the soul also emerge. And so you are able to feel this. It's not I that's giving, but through this exchange of the eyes, you're connecting with the one above and receiving from that.
ब्रह्मा बाबा के नैनो द्वारा.
Just as I was able to experience God through the eyes of the fountain Brahma Baba.
उसके पास सब कुछ है.
God is the almighty authority and has everything. And through Brahma Baba's vision, I was able to know God, understand God.
जिस तरह की आत्मा ढूंढ रही थी.
The soul had been seeking the truth.
वो पाया है.
So had been searching for peace and happiness. And so now there was the opportunity to share this. I'm very happy that moment has come.
That you have
been able to experience this so quickly. Coming into contact and experiencing very quickly. You're a very lucky soul.
Thank you. May I ask you a question? I must tell everyone that this is very natural. This was not prepared. We did not rehearse this. I always ask myself, if we pray to God and we all believe in God, why are there wars? Why are there children dying from cancer? Why is there still hunger? Why did millions and millions of people die in the last thousands of years? When is God going to solve this? How long do we have to wait? I'm asking you to ask.
Thank you.
अभी इंतजार की घड़ी पूरी हो रही है.
The moments of anticipation are about to be fulfilled.
उसे भी स्थान नहीं होता दुनिया की हालतों को देख.
God also cannot bear to see the suffering of the world.
उसने तो हमको बहुत अच्छी दुनिया बना के दी थी.
God created a beautiful world for us.
लेकिन मनुष्यत्वों ने अपने अब जानते हो क्या दुनिया में लगा पड़ा
है. You can see what's happening in the world today.
दुनिया को बिगाड़ा कौन है.
And who is being responsible for this? It's human souls who through their own behavior and activity have created this situation.
पशु पक्षी
बेचारे नेचर शुड बी सर्विंग अस.
इंसान ऐसा हो गया है
जिस कारण दुर्घटना हो रही है. एंड येट द वायलेंस ऑफ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स इज ट्रिगर्ड बाय वायलेंस इन एवरीथिंग अराउंड अस. The moment has come. The time has come. People have an understanding and a realization that there has to be change.
हर एक इच्छा है.
Everyone has a desire for transformation.
कुछ समय पहले दुख ही पड़ता था.
A little while ago,
जैसे देवाला हो गया था.
It was as if we had reached a stage of spiritual bankruptcy.
सारी दुनिया में इतने मस्त.
People were just intoxicated with the physical aspects of the world and they had forgotten about God. People had become atheists. They had been caught up in illusions so much. And yet now there's a new awakening and realization.
उद्धार कैसे होगा?
Who is the one who can bring benefit to the world?
अशांति कैसे खत्म होगी?
How can peacelessness end?
तब वो घड़ी आई है.
That moment has come.
वो देख रहा है.
The one above is watching.
और सब धर्म जाति
people of all religions, सब जो cultures,
इतना भेद हो गया है.
Colors,
सृष्टि को टुकड़ा टुकड़ा कर दिया.
The great division, we've divided up the world in many pieces. We all have to come together. We have to recognize that one. We have to be ready to let go of our weaknesses. Come together with love, with honesty.
अभी दुनिया रात पूरी हो दिन आ रहा है.
The night will end and the day will begin.
ये घड़ी बता रही है.
This moment is giving us that signal that that day isn't far away.
Thank you.
Uri, you're going to...
She wants me to do something.
Yeah, he's going to do something.
You know, Lynn, I must say to everyone that this answer was very beautiful. And as Neville introduced me before, you know, I was born in Israel and I did fight in the war, and I've seen death on both sides. I've seen Arabs dying and I've seen Israelis dying. And I have a feeling that the solution lies somewhere in the Middle East. This is only my opinion. And I pray every day, when will that day come? I ask God that there will be no more wars between Israel and its neighbors. So I'm asking you all, every day, just 30 seconds of your time, send your powers, your prayers to the Middle East, because I think that's where it's going to happen. And then it'll just sweep the world, and finally I hope there will be peace, and maybe that will bring solutions to other things like cancer and AIDS and pollution and traffic, you know, accidents and so on. Okay, now, you know that I really didn't come to perform here, but I do want to show you some of the things I do. I chose two little demonstrations, and I must tell you that these are demonstrations. This is not a laboratory. I'm not under controlled conditions, and what you'll see here, I hope, will work. Because I've been on television in front of 25 million people and the compass didn't move, or the seed didn't grow, or the spoon didn't bend. And I feel terrible when that happens. But, so I need your help here. Now, I actually brought my own compass. It's just a very simple compass. My dog bit one corner here. And they prepared me a nice pedestal. This is just a box because it wasn't high enough. But in order for me to make this work, and I'm sure many of you have seen me do this maybe with David Frost on Beyond Belief, but it's really fascinating to see. And I'm also going to ask you, when you go home today, I mean, again, these are trivial little things,
But if you have a broken watch or a broken clock, hold them in your hands. First of all, wind them up, hold them in your hands, and go to it. One, two, three, work! I guarantee you, most of your broken watches will start today. Okay? You'll all owe me a pound then. You didn't realize that. Now, I want some children up here with me. Can I have some kids? Can you please come to me? The little girl, come. I need some children from 12, 15. Come on, come. Come on, come up. Come up to me. Come on. I'm glad no one is holding a spoon and a fork. By the way, you know, just for the fun of it, can I ask you please to pull out your keys? Come on, your house keys, your car keys, everyone. Can I have a bunch of keys? I just want to show what to do. Okay, now, come over here. Stand right around the compass. Okay, that's enough. I've got enough children. Thank you. That's it. No, you can come. Come. Okay, thank you. Can you throw me a bunch of keys? This is just, if these are your keys, this might not happen at all, but what I want you to do is just hold them in your hands, close your hands on them like this, and maybe, you know, a key might bend. You never know. I'll ask you later on. I have a hammer backstage, so I'll hammer it out. Don't worry. Okay, now, children, I'm not going to ask you your names because you're too many. But just back up a little because I want the camera to get this close up. All right, now come close to me. And once more again, I'm telling you this is not a trick. Nothing is prepared here. With the power of our mind, these children here and yours, and as you can see, if Paul, can you just show this close up? I'll tell you what, come in closer from above, Paul, if you can. But again, this is the simple compass. When I say, okay, just focus it in. All right, that's good. Now, when I say 1, 2, 3, I want everyone here in the Royal Albert Hall, and you kids too, I want you to shout out the word move. You got it? Okay? Don't throw me off the stage, though. Come closer. Now, look at my hands. Go like this, fist. When I say 1, 2, 3, you come closer because I believe that the power comes from here. The energy comes from here. And just believe that the needle of the compass will move, even 2 or 3 degrees. All right? Is it on the screen, Paul? Okay. Ready? Come closer. Wait, don't. Okay. Everyone, I want you to shout out too. 1, 2, 3. Move! Yeah, a little, come on. Wait, don't touch it. Come on, I want to hear it from you. Let's go. Our hands away. Okay, my hands? Okay, sorry. One. Look, that's really the needle here. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Move!
Oh. Very little. Could you see it? Come on. Come on, everyone. Make it go. I want you to come closer. Come closer. Just, yes? Can you still see the compass up there? Okay, but don't touch the pedestal. 1, 2. I'll tell you what. When you shout, move, before you go, you do it, take a deep breath. Move. 1, 2, 3.
Move!
Come on. One more time. We're going to do it. 1. Keep it on focus. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah!
Yes, good. Could you see it? Okay, now one more time. Come closer. 1, 2. Don't touch it. 1, 2, 3.
No!
Good. Yeah, it moved 2 degrees, right? Can you clap hands to them? Kids, thank you. All right. Hey, wait, don't go away. I want you to sit down right here on the floor. Everyone sit down. Wait, I need to get out of here. Now, you can imagine when I do this in a laboratory, you know, I'm tested and searched. And this is not a magnetic field. It's not an electronic field. I don't know what it is. sometimes I have fun with it when I fly in aeroplanes. I go to the cockpit, and you know, there's a little compass up there on the windscreen, and I bend a spoon for the pilot, and then I go like that, and the compass moves, and it really freaks them out. But in my opinion, this is an energy. You can try to do it at home too. It's something that our mind triggers, and it just penetrates a broken watch and fixes it. I guarantee you, hundreds, maybe thousands of watches will start today if you do it the right way. Just, I know it looks comical, and sometimes you might feel foolish doing it, but you have nothing to lose, only to gain a fixed watch. You go to it, 1, 2, 3, work! Send me letters later on, and tell me if it happened. And now, did anyone's watch started here? Now, maybe, this is very, very rare, maybe someone's key bent. Now please, very kind, open your hands and check your keys key by key. I'm just curious if anything happened here. Come on, I mean, I'll hammer it out if it's seriously bent. Did anyone's key bend? Don't be embarrassed to let me know. Raise up your hand. Did yours bend? Let me see. You're not pulling my leg. Yours too. I wonder why 250. Let me see that. Pass it to me. Yeah, that's definitely bent. What is this key for? Let me see yours. What is this for? Come here, because people might think that you are my friends. Can you come here? Look, I have to believe them.
Yeah. My pair is bent.
Okay. All right, that's enough. Don't come. Come here. Thank you. Just one second. This key, come up here. What is this key for, you said?
Little suitcase.
Oh, a little suitcase. And was it straight before?
Straight, yeah.
Was straight before. Absolutely. You must turn around. Do I know you? No, I mean, you don't know me. So I don't want anyone to think that these are sort of, it's all a setup. I don't know them. And I believe him. I believe that his key truly bent. Let me see yours. Yeah, definitely. What is this key for? Say it in the mic.
It's for the AA.
Okay, I'm sorry, for the AA. And I must tell you, there's no way you can bend this physically. No way. Let me just show it to the camera. Come here, what's your name?
Nikki.
Nikki, where do you live?
Barnes,
well, you came specially here? Okay, if you can, look. And I have to believe her. If she says that this was straight before, now I guarantee you, many of you, when you go out, you will experience this. You will see that some of your keys, one key bent. Don't worry, just put it on the floor, step on it a few times. Thank you. All right, you may sit down. Thanks.
Okay, thank
now, I'm sorry I'm standing with my back.
Glad I haven't
to
got
you.
Any of my keys on me.
Okay. Now, the next demonstration, children, do you mind coming, sit around here, around the table, around Daddy and Lynn? Just sit down. And some of you, I want some of you to sit right there, right here. Do you mind, can someone take the compass away? This, I keep my fingers crossed that this is going to work, because I'm taking a risk, meaning that it's quite rare for this to happen. But the fact is that a few keys bent here. This is a pack of red radish seeds. And we bought it near the village that I live in. I live near Reading. And again, you'll have to believe me, it was never opened. You, come here. What's your name?
Rosie.
Rosie. That's a pretty name. What are you looking up there? What's there?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Rosie, I want you to open this. Just open it so the camera will see it. Very slowly. No, you can tear it open. Okay, open it like that. Now, let me see if there is another pack inside. I don't know. Let's check. Some of it. Just tear it open. Yeah. Just watch this. Let me see. No, then. So now, pour just a few on the palm of your hand. Well, not everything. Okay. Look. These are very simple red radish seeds. Wait, let me. Okay. Pour them into my hand. I just want to show you. Would you be very kind to pass these around? There are about 40 or 50 pieces here. Just pass these around, and I'll leave some on the stage so you'll see that, again. Kids, here, open your hands,
Okay. Here, wait, don't jump on it. Don't jump on it. I'll give everyone, wait, here. Do you mind coming here? Take a few too. Here. Take a few. Take a picture of, here. Okay, that's it. And look at this. Can you see it inside? Okay, now, children, this is what I want you to do now. Let's pour them all here, like this. Wait, move the table, like this. Wait. Put some in your hands. Don't jump on it. Don't, slowly. Okay, that's enough. Wait, be careful, Daddy's behind us. Now. Give me, pour a few more into my hands, like this. Okay, that's it. Now, we all have seeds, more or less. Lynn, why don't you take a few too? Here. Oh, sorry. Now again, no guarantee, I can only try. Now watch this. What I will do now, instead of saying move to the compass, or bend, or work, I'm going to put my finger on the seeds, and instead of move, I will say grow. Just help me with this. I mean, it's not, don't expect a red radish in my hand. But if something does happen, maybe a millimeter or two or three. All right. Wait, I'm going to put my glasses on because I want to see this exactly correctly. Are you ready, kids, to help me? Hey, what are you doing here? Thanks for coming. All right, let's do it. I put my finger on the seeds. Camera can see. Show the seeds. And now, very gently, I begin to stroke the seeds. And I wish one to start sprouting. Children, kids, please look at me because you want to help me. Come on, grow. Sprout. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Now, come on. Kids, look into my hand. Come on. But let the camera see. Can you see it? People, can you see my hand on the... No, okay, I'll lift it. Oh, wait. It's happening. Wait. Yes. Look, it's growing. Can you see it? Wait, let the camera see it.
Oh, my God.
Look. Yes. Wait. It's growing. Wait. Great. Look. Look, it's still going. Let me just hold it up. Yeah, just let him focus, yeah? Can you see it? I know it's really far out. Look, it's still going. All right, let me just walk here. So, I don't want you to think that this is a video that is prepared here. Look. You can see the leaves. Tiny little, look at this. Can you see it? I mean, this is right under your nose.
Yes.
All right. One more time to the camera. One more time to the camera, if you can. Let me put it on the dark. Yeah. See the tiny little leaves under? Okay, now let me finish by saying these words. You know, this is not a spoon anymore. This is not a compass. This is something living. And this is why I believe that our minds can heal. I mean, if I can make this grow... And by the way, I never knew that I could do this until the astronaut, Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, he came over to America, where I lived in Ossining, New York, and he put seeds in my hand, and he says, Uri, don't say bend, say grow. And the seeds started growing. It totally blew my mind. And I really got scared from it many, many years ago. But this is something that, again, it could have also not happened. All I can say is thank you for giving me your positive thoughts, your positive energy. What you've seen here is real. And hopefully someday,
these little powers, we'll use them to better the world. Please, one more time, a big hand to all these children. Thank you. You may sit down. Thank you, kids. Thank you very much. Thanks. Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, kids. Bye. Thank you. What's your name? Give me a kiss. Thank you. All right. I'm going to leave it here. Later on, you can, you know, hopefully have a look at it. Daddy, thanks for your attention. Without her here, it might have not worked. Thank you.
Right. Well, that certainly did work, and it was real, and we all saw it for ourselves. So thank
it sprang
you
out. It actually leaped out.
I saw, and nothing leapt out of the seeds in my hand at all, I can assure you. That was incredible. Daddy, your turn. You've been experimenting with silence in the laboratory of your mind for over 60 years, and you're now going to show us the power of silence. And we are going to, we've already seen the things that science can verify, we've seen the power of the mind that Uri has shown us, and now we're going to find out what the power of silence can do.
मैंने देखा है
I have seen
कि अगर मुझे मन की शांति चाहिए
if I want peace of mind
तो अगर एकांत की आवश्यकता है
I need inner solitude
अंतर्मुखता
I need to focus inside
शब्द संबंध दुनिया से
I need to
सब बातों को मर्ज कर दो
merge thoughts of the body and the world outside
क्योंकि अंदर जो मनुष्य के अंदर संकल्प चलते हैं देह के दुनिया के संबंध के
बातों के
कुछ पहले भरे हुए हैं
situations
और कुछ अंदर भरा हुआ है
घड़ी-घड़ी ख्याल आते रहते हैं many things emerged in our
hearts कभी चाहे
and we keep thinking of all those
मन एकाग्र करे तो उसके लिए हमारे भारत के अंदर बड़े ऋषि मुनि ने बड़ी कोशिश की मन को शांत करें एकाग्र करें इसके लिए कुछ गांव में जंगलों में जाकर के बहुत अभ्यास किया है कोई मंत्र प्राणायाम से भी करते हैं मैंने भी बहुत कुछ किया था मेरी इच्छा ये थी मन मेरे कंट्रोल में रहे
to be able to discipline my mind, control my mind.
उसको दबाव में रखूं उसको डिसिप्लिन सिखाऊं
I didn't want to suppress it, but to teach it discipline.
मुझे याद है
I remember.
शुरू-शुरू में मैंने अंदर अपने आप से पूछा
In the early days, I asked myself.
भले गीता भी अच्छी तरह से पढ़ी थी
I had studied the scripture, the Gita.
भगवान से पूछती थी
I used to ask God.
भगवान मेरी इच्छा ये है
This is my desire.
मेरा मन कर्मेंद्रियां मेरे कंट्रोल में
हैं. I want to be able to control my mind and my
जैसे ये ज्ञान मिला समझ मिली
and as I
समझा अपने मन को
spiritual knowledge and understood what is my mind
शांत रखना है
and how to keep my senses
अपने
peaceful and to keep the intellect thinking in the right way
बुद्धि समझ सकती है
the intellect can understand
ये राइट है या रॉन्ग है
but this is right and this is wrong
ये नेगेटिव संकल्प है या पॉजिटिव
this is a negative thought or a positive
ये
thought
ये वेस्ट है
this is waste
ordinary है
or ordinary
परंतु समझ कहती है
my understanding tells me
तो शुद्ध शांत संकल्प में
I must have pure thoughts peaceful करके, thoughts
detached from the body
stable in that awareness beyond
तो तुम्हारी जो तीसरा नेत्र है
Then,
जैसे कहा जाता
है थर्ड आई ऑफ विजडम
आत्मा को अपने आप को इन आंखों से नहीं देखा जा
सकता It's been said that the soul cannot see itself with these physical eyes.
इन आंखों से देखने वाली चीजें कानों से सुनने वाली
the
बातों
things
को
I see with these eyes,
सब बाहर की बातें
the things I hear with these ears are all external.
मन से अंदर की आंख खुले
I must allow my inner eye to open.
अपने आप को जानते भले हमारी आंख खुली
है
लेकिन मैं कौन हूँ
माई आई इज ओपन एंड आई सी हु एम आई
Silence में चली जाओ.
I go into silence.
Deep चली जाओ.
Into the depths.
बिल्कुल शांत.
Totally peaceful.
प्रेम.
Love.
आनंद.
Bliss.
शक्ति.
Power.
सत्यता.
Truth.
और पवित्रता के बगैर.
Purity.
अंदर कुछ नहीं.
There's nothing else inside.
मन बड़ा शांति.
The mind feels peaceful.
और परमात्मा के प्रेम में खींच गया है.
Is drawn into the experience of God's love.
परमात्मा भी मेरे अंदर की लगन को देख रहा है.
God sees my inner desire.
मेरा बच्चा.
That my child.
बुद्धि को एकाग्र करके.
Is stabilizing the intellect.
मेरे पास आने चाहता है.
And wants to come to me.
तो वो कहता है तुम मेरा हो.
And so he says, you are mine.
आत्मा असली मेरी संतान हो.
Child, you the soul are my child.
जहाँ का मैं रहने वाला हूँ तुम भी आत्मा वहाँ की रहने वाली.
You the soul live in that same place where I live.
तुमने यहाँ अनेक जन्म लेकर के पार्ट बजाया है.
You have been playing a part for many births here.
अभी तुमको फिर से पावन बन करके.
But now it's time to become pure again.
मेरे से योग लगा के संबंध जोड़ के.
Have yoga relationship with me.
मैं तुम्हारा असली पिता हूँ.
I am your original parent.
और सर्व संबंध तुम मेरे से जोड़ो.
You can experience all relationships with me.
तो असली मेरा हो.
Originally you belong to me.
तो अंदर से मेरा आवाज भी है मैं तेरी हूँ.
And so my inner voice says I belong to you.
तो इस असली अविनाशी संबंध ने
this eternal original relationship
अपनी भी पहचान दी है तू कौन.
Gives me the recognition of who I am.
वो कौन.
Who that parent is.
अभी सृष्टि पर पार्ट बजाया है बहुत.
I have played my part on the world stage.
Drama अनुसार.
According to the drama.
सृष्टि चक्कर में अभी कैसी संसार की हालत है वो अंत आ रही है.
I can see the conditions of the world that's reaching its extreme point.
दुनिया को पावन बनना है जरूर.
It's time for the world to be purified.
वो कहता है तुम भी पावन बनो.
And he says, you have to become pure.
जो हो रहा है वो देखो नहीं.
Whatever you're seeing, don't see those things.
दुखी मत बनो.
Don't allow sorrow to come.
अशांत मत हो जाओ.
Don't be peaceless.
सारी संसार में सुख शांति प्रेम आनंद का फैलाओ.
Spread peace and love and happiness throughout the world.
अभी हमारे मन में यही बात है मैं आत्मा हूँ.
So in my mind there is just this one thought.
Original मेरे जब.
I am a soul.
सुख शांति प्रेम आनंद पवित्रता.
Originally within I the soul there is purity, love, peace and bliss.
जो मेरी खत्म हो गई थी.
समझते वापस आई है. Now with understanding they return to me.
फिर परमात्मा पिता से मैं वो शक्ति शांति खींचूं.
And through my connection with the Supreme, I can draw that peace and love again.
जो वो सर्वशक्तिवान है.
He is the Almighty Authority.
वो ऐसी आत्माओं के अंदर भर देता है.
And he fills souls with that experience.
तो उनसे भर करके हम साइलेंस में रह करके.
And we can fill ourselves with that experience and go into silence.
बहुत बारी यही दर्शन नजर आता है.
Many times. I see the scene.
Globe मेरे हाथों में है.
Of the globe in my hands.
सारी विश्व शांति के लिए तरफ रही है.
The whole world is desperate for peace.
परमात्मा के प्रेम की भिखारी है.
We are begging for God's love.
मैं उसके ऊपर खड़ी होकर के ग्लोब पर.
That's standing on top of the globe.
वो कहता तुम यहाँ जाओ तुम्हारे मन की इच्छा ये है.
God says, come to me. This is the desire of your heart.
सबको ऐसे शांति की प्रेम की वर्षा वर्षाओ.
Let there be the shower of love and peace on all.
सबका ध्यान खींचवाओ.
Draw everyone's attention.
आकर सबका सदगति दाता एक.
To the one who is the bestower of salvation for all.
हर धर्म वालों का एक.
The one who belongs to souls of every religion.
धर्म जाति रंग भेद पार से पार चले गए.
Go beyond color, religion.
तो शांति और प्रेम का संसार हम इन आँखों से देखें.
And we'll be able to see this world with our eyes. A world filled with peace and love. Om Shanti.
ऐसे हम silence
में. Let us experience that silence.
Deep चले जाओ.
Go deep into silence.
सारी दुनिया को भूल जाओ.
Forget the whole world.
सब बातों को मर्ज करके
मर्ज एवरीथिंग
अपने निजी स्वरूप में स्थित होकर के
कम बैक टू दैट ओरिजिनल इंट्रिंसिक स्टेट ऑफ साइलेंस विद इन
पांच तत्वों से पार
गो बियॉन्ड द फिजिकल एलिमेंट्स
शांति का हमारा घर भी शांति धाम है
आवर होम इज द लैंड ऑफ पीस
बापी शांति और प्रेम का सागर
है पेरेंट इज द ओशन ऑफ पीस
उसके अंदर चले जाओ
गो इनटू दैट एक्सपीरियंस Coming to the shore of the ocean of peace, the waves of peace reach the soul, and my own mind becomes calm and quiet. I enjoy the freshness of the waves of the ocean, but now I dive deep, going below the surface into the depths of the ocean. I come to that place where there is silence. That place within my own inner being where there is stillness. And in the depths the ocean of peace, I discover beautiful treasures, pearls of immense value. In this peace, experience my own heart becoming clean and pure, and in this awareness of purity there is an awakening of love. Is filled with pure love, love that transcends all barriers and limits, and is as infinite as the ocean itself. I return to my natural state of joy. Purity, peace, love, and joy. My original state of being, my own natural treasures, and the waves of these qualities reach out beyond the walls of this building. Out into the streets of London, beyond London, out throughout the country, further out into to the world. I stand back and I watch the entire planet enveloped with peace, with love, with purity. The light of the Creator surrounding the globe. Bathing the entire planet with love and peace.
What an afternoon. It just goes on and on. I didn't get too many surprises in a way, but the whole thing has been an incredible revelation. We talked about sort of blowing off the top of the Albert Hall with our power of our silence, all of our power, and I really feel that in a way we did. Something extraordinary has happened here this afternoon. I hope you all agree. Anyway, that was a wonderful song, written and performed by Lou Strayton. Thank you very much, Lou. So a little bit out of the ordinary today, a little new experience, we hope. We're going to be coming to an end shortly. On your chairs, you should have received a variety of leaflets and literature about different events that are being held by the Brahma Kumaris over the next few weeks. If you'd like to follow up on some of the things you've heard from Daddy particularly. And there's two events that I should draw to your attention, which may be of particular interest. In a couple of weeks' time, on Sunday the 19th in North London, you're invited to a meditation for extremely busy people. I'm sure a few of us know that that can help our busy lives. And at the end of the month, in Covent Garden in central London, you're invited to a talk with Sister Janti, whose voice you've heard tonight interpreting Daddy and also leading the last meditation. And she's going to be exploring the powers within on Thursday the 29th of October, and you are all most welcome. Also, if you want to take home any books or tapes or CDs of some of the meditations and the teachings of Daddy and other members of Brahma Kumaris, they are available on sale by door 6. So also, on the way out, everybody here is going to receive a personal gift from Daddy, a home-baked sweet cooked with love and full of good vibrations, that's going to be given to all of you on the doors as you leave, with a personal virtue card to take you home safely. And before then, I'd just like to thank, on behalf of the Brahma Kumari Spiritual University, all the amazing people that have participated, front and behind the stage. There are lots and lots of people that have been working for weeks to make this whole event so seamlessly flow, as it has done this afternoon. It really has. And I would like to thank particularly the Erdang Academy of Dance, who we saw earlier on, Sam McAvoy, who choreographed them, Michael Timothy, who wrote the music, Lynette Van Doggen, who came all the way from the Netherlands to sing for us, Lou Strayton, who we've just heard, Dr. Peter Fenwick, who's been working so hard on his experiments, Uri Geller, wonderful Uri Geller. Daddy Janki. And of course, all of you for coming on such a lovely Sunday afternoon. Thank you. Finally, I would like to thank and introduce Clark Peters, whose rich tones we heard earlier this evening. As I mentioned earlier, he put together a lot of the show that we've seen today. Clark Peters, I'm sure, is a familiar name to many of you. He's a top West End performer. He writes, he sings, he dances, he directs, he produces. He produced the top West End show Five Guys Named Mo, which I'm sure most of you have heard of and hopefully seen, and he's currently starring at the Guys and Dolls at the National. And we're very, very lucky to have him ending our beautiful afternoon with a song. He's going to sing One Family with a bit of help from all his friends, and he asked me to say that means all of you too. So, Clark Peters. And me.
Check my hands and make sure nothing is spent here. It's been a lovely afternoon. And I think that from all the talk that's gone on, it's pretty much aware that there is possibly one father, one mother. And if that's the case, that we're all brothers and sisters somewhere along the line, yeah. like the horizon. Off the starboard bow, can't you feel it rising? Hear that mighty shout, we are one family. We are too close. I'm in the wrong place for this song. The music began before me, and now I don't know where I am. Oh my. Watch the whole creation, it's turning inside out. There's a new world in the making. Let us lift our voices and shout out loud. We are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. There are leaders at the tables, they're talking about an end to war. But we don't need their chess moves. We've got to open up the door. Oh, and let a little sunshine light on each and everyone's face. And in the light of morning, let us bless the human race, singing we are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, you and me. Shout it from the mountaintops and sail it on the breeze. The only way we're gonna have peace is when we come to see we are one family. We are too close not to let it be. We are sisters and brothers, a coat of many colors, we are one. The Erdang Academy, ladies and gentlemen.
Daddy's just going to give people on the stage here our sweets. But don't worry, you're going to all get yours in a moment. So these, Tolly, these small gifts she's just going to give. Good night. God bless. Get home safely.